Please rise.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning isn't one of the lessons that you have heard read. But since we are talking about baptism and the baptizer, this is the text for this morning. Jesus said, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." This is the text given to us this morning. And our theme, baptism, the Lord's commitment to you. Please be seated. My dearest brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, and do my newest brother crew. In our Lutheran confessions, we hear this. Therefore, every Christian has enough in baptism to learn and do all his life. We have, therefore, no greater jewel in body and soul. To put it simply, my dear brothers and sisters, we are to love baptism. Since baptism is a beautiful gift from God, baptism, as you heard, is a treasure, a jewel in body and soul. And every baptism is so very, very dear. This morning, you and I have seen with our own eyes the overwhelming blessing of baptism. Not only to crew, but also the blessing to his parents, to his grandparents, to his brothers, and to his new brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. What is that blessing? It's the delivery. It's the delivery of a name. No, it's the delivery of the name, the gift of the name of the Lord. Now, crew, and all of you who have been baptized, you are a Christian, Christ in you. Therefore, we could ask this question. Then what is baptism? We know from our small catechism, it is not just plain water, but it is a water included in God's word, in God's command, and combined with God's word. It is the water included in God's command and combined with God's word. Which is that word of God? Well, that word of God you've already heard. It's the text for our sermon this morning. Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." So is baptism something that we have commanded? Is baptism something that I have commanded? Is it something that I have said or you have said? Did I ordain it or did you ordain it? Obviously not. You see the temptation in our world today, and not only in our world today, but also back then in the time of our Lord, the temptation is that we sinful human beings want to have our say about what baptism is or isn't. Then we try to fit the Lord in somehow as we attempt to make our meaning of baptism square with what God tells us in His Word. That is when baptism is very slowly and very steadily, by man's work, weakened and made ineffective. Actually, there are baptisms happening today that they don't even use the formula that Jesus gave to us. They baptize in some innocuous ways that makes no sense at all, and then they say that's a baptism. That's because other people don't want to hear that they're baptized in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit. But Jesus' command is pretty clear, isn't it? I mean, I think we understand who the Father is and who the Son is and who the Holy Spirit is, and that we're to baptize in their name. Since there's no holy light shining from heaven or a beautiful white dove landing on the baptized, I didn't see the dove this morning lighting on crew, and I didn't hear a booming voice from heaven, "This is my Son." No, what you saw this morning, dear ones, and what you heard is the Word included in the command and combined with God's Word. It seems so ordinary to our world today. It seems so humdrum. There's no flash. There's no bang. There's no smoke. There's no noise, which many modern churchgoers demand. No, this morning what you saw was water with the Word attached to it and the voice of a sinful human being, the voice of a sinful man, repeating the very words of our Lord Jesus. "Crew Callan, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." We don't need a flash or a bang or a voice from heaven. We already have it. We already have the Word, and that's enough. Therefore, our sinful human reason, our sinful human thoughts, we determine that baptism can only be a symbol. It's a symbol of my faith, or it's a symbol of my commitment to Jesus. I'll use baptism my way, and I'll prove it my way. Well, baptism has nothing to do with Frank Sinatra. It's not our way. It's God's way. And since the world tells us you can do it any way you wish, then therefore it must be my proof of my faith. How can a person be faithful? How can they have faith even before they are baptized? How can they say, "I have found Jesus all on my own," when they even haven't been baptized? The Word already tells us that prior to our baptism, we are children of wrath. We are as chaff to be blown away by the wind. Yet, it is the Lord Jesus Christ who instituted baptism. I didn't see anyone else there when he instituted baptism. It was only his words. It wasn't your words. It wasn't my words. It wasn't the words of the disciples. It wasn't the words of Paul. It wasn't the words of any sinful human being. Only Jesus Christ, the one who died and now is living and was just about to ascend. And in these words, dear ones, these words that you heard this morning, we are to go to all the nations and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What we hear in those words is your Lord's commitment, His commitment to you, not your commitment to Him. Just before Jesus ascended, He told the 11, remember, one had already committed suicide, so there were 11 present, and they were to go and they were to baptize by teaching everything. Teaching everything that He had commanded, that Jesus had commanded. It wasn't as if Jesus had told him, "Go and then I will ascend and you don't longer be concerned about anything." No, no. Jesus tells him, He says, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." You see, Jesus didn't ascend into heaven and then leave everything to the disciples. He didn't tell them, "This is how you're to baptize, but then after I ascend, you can change it any way you want. You can do whatever you want. You can make it all about you if you want." He didn't say that. He told them that they are to do it this way and this way only. And then He makes a promise, as you have heard, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." Yes, your Lord is with you right now. And we rejoice that the Lord is with and in crew right now. So what are the disciples to deliver to the whole world? They are to deliver what Jesus had won for all people upon his cross. Therefore, when a disciple is purely taught the word, and the key word is purely taught the word, it was Jesus speaking through them. It was Jesus teaching his church through his called servants. So naturally, it is by the hands of a called and ordained servant of the word that Jesus baptizes. You just heard it with the children. Children like to say that their pastor did the baptism. And in a way, they are right. But it's a better way to say, no, it is the Lord who is baptizing through the pastor. It is the Lord who does this great work. It's not I doing this great work. And when Jesus baptizes, he is bestowing his holy name. Today, each and every one of you are witnesses to this. You saw it. He conveyed his name. He bestowed his name. He committed himself to crew. So therefore, where God's name is, there also must be life and salvation. So Trent and Betsy, you must know this. Crew now has the Lord's name written upon him. And Crew now has life, and he has salvation. This is the promise of God. It is not my promise. It is not the promise of the parents. It is not the promise of the grandparents or even the promise of the church. It is the promise of the Lord of the church, the Lord God Almighty. It is he who has done this great work, and we rejoice. Yes, dear Betsy and Trent, your son today has received the name that is above every name. Today, your son has been freely given life, newness of life and salvation. Today, your son is now the Lord's son, and he is the Lord's brother, and he is the Lord's friend. Therefore, he is our friend, and he is our brother. Crew did nothing to deserve this. He deserves none of these blessings. Yet God, it was God who found Crew. It is God who sought him out. It is by the power of the Holy Spirit that he brought him to this font. And it is God who has now given unto Crew life and salvation. My dear brothers and sisters, and my dear brother Crew, Jesus, there, right there at the font this morning, here you saw it. Here you saw the endless and vast blessings of the name. There at the font just a little while ago, he placed his name unto Crew, the baptized one. And with his holy name, Jesus now commits himself with all that is in his name, and that is baptism. Lo, I am with you always, Crew, even to the end of the age. That's the promise. And Jesus will keep his promise to Crew, and he will keep his promise to each and every one of you. It is the Lord who has committed himself today. He has committed himself through the water of holy baptism by the power of his word. Every single second of Crew's life and every single second of your life here upon this earth, the Lord has committed himself to you. Since he has placed his name on you, it is Jesus who ensures that you are now his dear little lamb. He is your good shepherd, and he is the one who will care for you in every way. This is what happens here in church. You come here to hear what Jesus has done for you and what he continues to do for you in body and blood, in water and word, in the preached word. You hear what he has done and what he joyfully continues to do for you. Why would you want to resist that In this world, I know that you all face many temptations. And those temptations certainly lead to frustration and anxiety and sickness and uncertainty about your future. And then there is always sin. And I am not exempt. I sin daily and much also. I know the frustrations because I also have the frustration and the anxiety and the sickness and the uncertainty. Because I have it, I know you have it. We all too often live in this life, my dear brothers and sisters, as if His name has not been placed upon us. But the fact remains, when Jesus places His name upon you, where His name is, there is Jesus. And He has bound Himself. He has bound Himself to each one and every one of you. And you saw it yourself. He has now bound Himself to little crew. So since you have been baptized and you are His dear little lambs, the Lord has now committed Himself to you and you now bear the name. You now have all that the name has won for you. You have the blessedness of the name of the inexhaustible and the immeasurable God. These are the blessings. These are the blessings of your baptism. You have life and you have it to the full. You have salvation freely given. And most of all, dear ones, especially for us in the turmoil and the temptations of this life, you certainly have the forgiveness of all your sins, the very forgiveness that was won for you and won for crew here upon the cross when Jesus cried out, "It is finished," and it is finished. Your sin is forgiven. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.